Hey everybody, Super Marcy here, and we are on the interview circuit once again, and I have with me the star of Blood Punch, Milo Cawthorn, and I said his name right, and I'm proud of myself.
Hello there.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking some time out to have a chat with me. It's always appreciated when that happens.
No worries.
And just for everyone listening, I have a broken foot, and I still kept my commitments to doing this interview. That's how much I believe in how awesome this movie is.
110%.
There you go. Let's get right into it. Like, this movie is pretty damn cool, I gotta say. I watched it. I didn't really know anything about it, and I felt like that's better, because then I was surprised.
I think it's a good way to go, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got a lot of twists and turns and unexpected moments, and it starts off pretty freaking cool too. It's one of those ways to start a movie where you're like, holy shit, I have no idea what's going on and I want to know more.
Yeah, that's all down. That's the starting of a film where I find the tape. It's a videotape of myself chopping off my two fingers. The version of me watching the tape still has his fingers. That came to the writer. It was an idea that came to him when he was living at university. He was in Syracuse University and he got really drunk one night. And he had a test the next morning. So he goes into his room and he writes this note saying, "Hey guys," to his flatmate, saying, "Can you wake me up? Because I have to get up for this test. And please, if I'm still asleep, wake me up." He goes out into the hall to post it on the wall, and he's already posted. There's a note written in his handwriting saying exactly the same thing.
Mm.
He's like, "Oh, he must have blacked out while he was writing, and then did it all, and then went back and did it again." And so yeah, the idea of living this or doing the same thing twice, but not being aware of the first time you did it, kind of interested him.
Yeah, kind of. I think it throws you for a loop because you're like, I mean, it's not really spoiling it for people that are listening that haven't seen it, but it does start off where you chop your fingers off, but you're watching it and you still have your fingers, you're like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
And that's one way to hook in someone to watch a movie, because, and in a previous interview I did, we were talking about how important I think those first few minutes are in a script or in a movie, because if you're not hooking someone, you're not going to want to watch it. You're not going to be interested.
Yeah.
And it just, it's hook, line, and sinker straight away, which is a bonus, because then you're interested in it, and you're not going to be bored, and, yeah, it's pretty damn cool. How did this all come about? Because I noticed that, a lot of people also worked on Power Rangers, which, of course, you're in. And I think some friends are pretty excited that I'm talking to you because they love that show.
I'm constantly amazed at the amount of people that are into Power Rangers. I was really into it when I was six, but the fan base now is so huge. It's like got quite a cool like cult following.
It's pretty crazy.
I did Power Rangers in 2008, late 2008, early 2009. Eddie Gazelian and Madeline Paxson, who were the writer and director of Blood Punch, came over as the producer and writer of Power Rangers. And it was the first time they'd done Power Rangers. They were new to it. Eddie had been brought on as the producer and writer to try and age it up, because it was like Disney's last season, and they wanted to try something different. And we got on really well with Eddie, and he was just really... one of his first... He hadn't done a lot of live action stuff, so he was really into working with the actors, and we really enjoyed that. We liked his writing. And then he was fired halfway through for kind of dubious reasons, so we kept in touch with him. And then a few months later, or a year later, he wrote us saying, "I've written this script and I have you guys in mind for it." So that was me, Olivia Tennant, and Ari Boyle, who were all in the Ranger crew. And we were like, "Of course we're going to do it." So we went to LA and did it. And yeah, it was kind of a dream come true to have this person who's writing you enjoy write you and say that this is written apart. It's like kind of unreal and very nice.
And with how, I don't know how the right word to describe this movie, there is none. Without kind of, without really wanting to give it away, but, like, there's a lot of weird shit in it. I mean, how as an actor do you kind of go about a lot of the stuff that's in there? Because I can imagine if I was looking at that script going, this is going to be interesting.
I have never experienced this in real life.
Yeah, pretty much. I'd be worried if you had. I'd be like, what sort of life are you living, dude?
Yeah, I don't know. We had the script, it must have been 2010 or early 2009. But so we went over and we did like a little trailer for the film to like get funding. So I guess we read it a lot, we rehearsed it quite a bit, and we were all very close with each other. So we were like, happy to try things out. But yeah, it is, because there's not a lot from your own life that you can use in some of those more gory scenes, or some of the more intense scenes. So I don't know, you're just kind of trying to imagine what it would be like and do the best you can. But I think definitely having the long rehearsal process helped with it.
Well, that's pretty good, considering everything that happens in this movie, which is just crazy. I don't even know, like, I try to describe it to people and I'm like, I don't know. It's like,
it's super hard. That's what we, when we were first taking it to festivals, they're like, oh, what's your movie about? We're like, how long do you have? Like, cause it's kind of like, it has like noir elements, but then it kind of, it's like a supernatural thriller, but it's like a black comedy, it's a love triangle. It's just all sorts of stuff.
The best way I can be like, it's kind of awesome. So... it's almost like, and I use this a lot, because when a movie really, like, just resonates with me, I kind of feel like it was made especially for me. And it's like, well, it's a movie that was made for me. Does that help anybody knowing, like, my personal tastes?
Yeah, specifically tailored to me, so that should give you some information.
Yeah, so you know you're in for, like, some pretty crazy shit right there. Because why would I watch anything that's remotely normal? But no, it is so cool, and you're pretty cool in it. I think your character is quite interesting.
Yeah.
And there's interesting changes that go on, which I quite liked. Because with something like this, I mean, to fit in kind of like, some pretty decent character development is pretty damn good, I gotta say.
Yeah, I think Eddie was quite he's into that, you know. He didn't want to make just a splatter film. He likes plots that have a little bit of depth, characters that, you know, change. And yeah, I like how we discussed this during the film, is that like Archer is kind of portrayed, Skylar's boyfriend is kind of portrayed as like this maniac, crazy person. And for a lot of the film, he is. But then, in the end, he's kind of one of the most... one of the final scenes, he kind of shows himself to be at least the most fair and just. And he's kind of an anarchist, almost. He really is. He has no rules, almost. But, that's what I liked about the film as well, especially with the character of Skylar. Yeah, it was... I don't know, Olivia was really, really excited to play that character because of the strong arc that she has, and just because she's such an intense, crazy, awesome energy.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, I gotta say. And as we are talking right now, you are headed to my lovely city of Melbourne very soon.
Victoria represent, yeah.
And there is a very special screening. Is it the first Australian screening of this movie?
First Australian screening. I think first in the Southern Hemisphere.
Wow, so it's the first screening in the Southern Hemisphere of Blood Punch with you as a special guest.
That's right, I'm very excited.
And you'll be doing Q&A, and I'll just make sure I have all the correct details, otherwise somebody might punch me in the head. for getting it wrong. It is screening at the Backlot Studios on the 25th of June at 7:30. Tickets are $20, and I think you get a DVD, if I'm not wrong, if I'm correct in that, because it says on this thing. And if you check out www.trybooking.com/203509, you can book your tickets.
Oh, that information is on point.
It is. I do my research slightly.
Nice.
And for anybody who is listening and wants to attend, I'll be there, so that should be, you know, that should be good enough. Yeah, no, I'm there with a broken foot. It'll be great. But, you know, Milo will be there as well, like, you know, that's also awesome.
You know it's a party when Marcy's there with a broken foot.
Yeah, that's right. I'm still going with a broken foot in my wheelchair. Yeah. so go me. But it'd be silly to, like, not... I mean, to have you here talking, doing this interview without asking about some of the more recent stuff that you've done. A few people had brought up, like, you did an episode of Ash vs. the Evil Dead, which has got to be pretty cool to say that you're in.
That is nice to say that I'm in that. That was a cool experience. That's like probably the biggest production I've ever been on. It's a big crew and big budget and stuff, and a couple of scenes with the big man himself, which is always exciting. But he was very like. He's a producer on the show as well, so I think he's conscious of the fact that every second is, you know, a few thousand dollars.
Well, you got to make sure you make a good impression, right? You can't mess up.
Yeah, dude, because he's like a producer and he's in the scene. So yeah, there was pressure, certainly in the scenes with him. But he's a super lovely dude, and like he threw a party for one of the makeup women's birthdays, and like, had people playing. He played a song. And,
yeah.
He's a lovely dude. But that was a great experience. Super, super fun, and again, super gory.
Yeah, all about the gore. The more gore, the better.
Yeah.
As far as I go. what do you have, like, coming up, if you have anything that is coming up? Which I would hope you do, because you're a very talented dude, and
you really
need to be working, because...
I just finished principal photography on this feature, low budget feature called Mega Time Squad, and it's like a cross between, you know, that Heath Ledger film Two Hands.
Yeah.
It's kind of in the same vein as that. It's set in a small town in New Zealand. It's about a group of a kind of organized crime mobsters, but they're not very good at being mobsters. And they get into kind of like a war with the triads. One of the drug runners, he picks up a magical bracelet from the triads, which creates copies of himself. So it's kind of like Multiplicity meets Two Hands, and then there's like it's a comedy, kind of like an action comedy. That's going to be an interesting. Even if the film turns out to be terrible, I think that'll be an interesting watch, just because of the strange plot things going on. Oh, that's called Mega Time Squad.
Fingers crossed it's good. Because it sounds pretty insane.
I mean, you always hope, but you don't know.
I mean, it sounds pretty interesting. I kind of want to watch it.
Me too. I want to see it as well. I think just throw those things into a pot and you're going to get something, you know, interesting.
I think so.
What else? There's a remake of a 1970s cult film called Goodbye Pork Pie, which is about a guy who steals a mini... drives it the length of New Zealand. And so the guy who originally directed that, his son is directing the remake, and I think that's just finished filming as well. I just had a small part in that, and that was quite interesting. But apart from that, I paint houses. That's my full time job in between it.
Well, let's get you full time acting, shall we?
Yeah, let's try that.
Yeah,
let's see what that's like.
Yeah. Yeah, try that, because, I don't know, painting houses might get a bit boring.
Yeah, I can attest to that.
It pays the bills, you know, can't complain, really.
Exactly.
And of course, I mean, we did mention Power Rangers, but I kind of, like, how the hell did you actually get involved in it? Like, quite honestly.
Power Rangers, they've been shooting in New Zealand since 2000 or 2001. Disney brought the franchise on Saban. They said, how can we save money on this? And they went, oh, take it to New Zealand. And so they brought to New Zealand 2000, and I was on, like, the 8th or 9th season that they'd shot here. So just an audition came up, and I'd auditioned before, but previous seasons had been kind of younger, kind of more like the original Mighty Movement. Very simple, like, high energy. And so this season was a little bit more nuanced, if you want to use the word nuanced in Power Rangers, you can. That was super fun. It was like 6 months, 3 months before Christmas, 2 months afterwards. It was a really awesome group of people, Kiwis, Australians. One thing that I didn't realize, that no one told me, and I knew other Power Rangers, but they didn't tell me that when you put on the spandex underneath, so you don't have a visible panty line, they make you wear like a G-string, like a
dancer's
G-string. And just the worst thing to be rocking around in all, like a hot summer's day, and you're in the lycra, and it's just, I didn't expect this, you know. I'm not complaining because it was a great job. Other than the
history. No, I don't think I'm going to run out to put on the costume anytime soon. as much as I grew up wanting to be a Power Ranger.
Me too, it was awesome back in the day, eh?
It was, and it's been quite fun that on the convention circuit here, they've brought out some of the originals. And it's been fun getting interviews with those guys, because it's like, dude, like 20 years ago I had the hots for you. saying that to original, like, you know, Red Power Ranger. Kind of still do. I don't think that crush ever dies.
Amazing.
Not that I have any shame whatsoever. Look, I think we'll wrap it up as for our interview, and thank you, and everyone in Melbourne, come to the Blood Punch screening, otherwise I might get violent, I don't know.
We'll see, we'll see how many people turn up, but we don't want to risk.
I mean, my glowing endorsement that I'll be there with a broken foot in a wheelchair, come on, who's not going to want to show up?
Much easier for you to not go, like, you're going.
I'm going. I might have a few drinks in me by the time I get there, who knows?
You're saying you can't be, because no one can tell for certain.
Yeah.
But you will be
there. I will definitely be there.